by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Rise and Shine with Madani Channel. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's begin inshallah this new day by listening to the verses of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jalla, this does come along with the translation, my dear viewers. By listening to, we still gain reward inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And also, my dear viewers, remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, we must give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran and make as many good intentions as possible, because the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain, inshallah azza wa jal. Without further ado, let's move to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
ان اللہ فالق الحب والنوى
بے شک اللہ دانے اور گٹھلی کو چیرنے والا ہے.
یخرج الحی من المیت ومخرج المیت من الحی
زندہ کو مردہ سے نکالے اور مردہ کو زندہ سے نکالنے والا.
ذالکم اللہ فأنا تؤفکون
یہ ہے اللہ, تم کہاں اوندھے جاتے ہو.
فالق الاصباح
تاریکی چاک کر کے صبح نکالنے والا.
وَجَعْلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ حُسْبَانًا
اور اس نے رات کو چین بنایا اور سورج اور چاند کو حساب.
ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ
یہ سادھا یعنی مقرر کیا ہوا ہے زبردست جاننے والے کا.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ
اور وہی ہے جس نے تمہارے لیے تارے بنائے کہ ان سے راہ پاؤ خشکی اور تری کے اندھیروں میں.
قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ
ہم نے نشانیاں مفصل بیان کر دیں علم والوں کے لیے.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ فَمُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمُسْتَوْدَعٌ
اور وہی ہے جس نے تم کو ایک جان سے پیدا کیا, پھر کہیں تمہیں ٹھہرنا ہے اور کہیں امانت رہنا.
قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَفْقَهُونَ
بے شک ہم نے مفصل آیتیں بیان کر دیں سمجھ والوں کے لیے.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً
اور وہی ہے جس نے آسمان سے پانی اتارا.
فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ نَبَاتَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهُ خَضِرًا نُخْرِجُ مِنْهُ حَبًّا مُتَرَاكِبًا
تو ہم نے اس سے ہر اگنے والی چیز نکالی, تو ہم نے اس سے نکالی سبزی جس میں سے دانے نکالتے ہیں ایک دوسرے پر چڑھے ہوئے.
وَمِنَ النَّخْلِ مِن طَلْعِهَا قِنْوَانٌ دَانِيَةٌ قنوان دانية وجنات من أعناب والزيتون والرمان مشتبها وغير متشابه
اور کھجور کے گھابے سے پاس پاس گچھے اور انگور کے باغ اور زیتون اور انار کسی بات میں ملتے اور کسی بات میں الگ
انظروا الى ثمره اذا اثمر وينعي
اس کا پھل دیکھو جب پھلے اور اس کا پکنا
ان فی ذلکم لآیات لقوم یؤمنون
بے شک اس میں نشانیاں ہیں ایمان والوں کے لیے
وجعلوا للہ شرکاء الجن وخلقهم وخرقوا له بنین وبنات بغیر علم
اور اللہ کا شریک ٹھہرایا جنوں کو حالانکہ اسی نے ان کو بنایا اور اس کے لیے بیٹے اور بیٹیاں گھڑ لی جہالت سے
سبحانہ وتعالی عما یصفون
پاکی اور برتری ہے اس کو ان کی باتوں سے
بدیع السماوات والارض
بے کسی نمونے کے آسمانوں اور زمین کا بنانے والا
أنا يكون له ولد ولم تكن له صاحبة
اس کے بچہ کہاں سے ہو حالانکہ اس کی عورت نہیں
وخلق كل شيء وهو بكل شيء عليم
اور اس نے ہر چیز پیدا کی اور وہ سب کچھ جانتا ہے
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم Reviews of Madani Channel Alhamdulillah عز وجل You are watching Rise and Shine Yes, we have listened to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran Reviews of Madani Channel Surah Al-An'am which is the sixth chapter the sixth surah of the glorious Quran We had chapter number one which is Surah Al-Fatiha and then Surah Al-Baqarah, and then Surah Ali Imran, and then the fourth chapter, Surah An-Nisa, the fifth chapter, Surah Al-Ma'idah, and now the sixth chapter, Surah Al-An'am. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, we have been able to listen to these chapters, and we've nearly completed the Surah Al-An'am. Alhamdulillah, this is a huge, a great achievement, having listened to the glorious Quran. My dear viewers, remember, we need to not only just listen to the glorious Quran, but open the Quran too. We need to read the Quran too. The Quran is the book of guidance. Yes, Hudan lil Muttaqeen. It is a book of guidance, my dear viewers. Also, lil Nas. It's a book of guidance for the people. It is a book of guidance for me. It is a book of guidance for yourselves, for all of us, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, the Quran is a book of guidance. Now, it's in book form, my dear viewers. It's for guidance. So how can we attain this guidance without opening this book, without reading this book, without learning about this book or knowing about this book, my dear viewers? We must open it. We must read it, inshallah, and then this shall no doubt benefit us, not only in this world, but also in the akhirah. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers, inshallah. Let's move on to the Naad Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi وعلى آله وسلم
چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے راستہ رحمت برستا رحمت بدوہ پر بھی برسانے برسانے والے بدوہ پر بھی برسانے برسانے والے مدینے کے دیتے خدا تجھ کو رکھے مدینے کے دیتے خدا تجھ کو رکھے ہری ہری وہ فقیروں کے ٹھہرانے والے فقیروں والے تو زلزاز واللہ تو زلزاز واللہ وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو جان ہے وہ جگان کی ارے جان ہے تو جہان ہے تو زلزاز ہے واللہ تو زلزاز ہے واللہ میرے چشمے آلوں سے چھپ جانے والے میرے چشمے آلوں سے چھپ جانے والے میں مجرم ہوا مجھے ساتھ لے لو میں مجرم ہوا مجھے سانس لے لو میں مجرم ہوا مجھے سانس لے لو کہ رستے میں ہے جا بجا جانے والے رستے میں ہے جا بجا جانے والے حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے اور رہے گا یوں ہی کچر چار گے گا رہے گا یوں ہی کچر چار گے گا پڑے خاک ہو جائے جل جانے والے پڑے خاک ہو جائے جل جانے والے اور رضا نفس دشمن ہے دونوں میں نانا رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نانا کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہیں چند جانے والے کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہیں چند جانے جانے والے چمچ تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمچ دے چمکانے والے
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And if it was, let's get straight into our topic, mashallah. First, we have our guest, our Habib Madani Sahib. From where are you from, Habib?
Doncaster.
Mashallah, from Doncaster. Jazakallahu khairah for joining us. Coming all the way from there, may Allah Ta'ala bless you, inshallah. And inshallah, reward you, which is obviously the reason for which we do our actions, inshallah. Habibai, again, yes, barakallah for giving us time. Today's topic, Habibai, forgiveness. We all need to attain forgiveness. Obviously there's the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are ma'asoom. You know, they're completely free from sin. But other than the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who, yes, Allah, the greatest of all people, we can never imagine being anywhere close to them. This is, you know, how great they are. And then there's the great companions and the tabi'un, the atba'a tabi'in, etc., etc. But now in this day and age, us, people used to sin in them days. Imam Ghazali states that, you know, the coming year is even worse than the previous year. For everyone, 1400 years has been. Imagine the state of us. And yes, you know, nobody would doubt this. We are all sinners. And we sin, we continue to sin every single day, Habibai. Is there a chance of forgiveness?
100% there is. 100%. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. And you can find this in, you can open up any part of the Quran, and definitely you'll find some aspect of Allah being the most forgiving, Allah being the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned time and time again in his book that He is the merciful one, He is the most forgiving. So we need to be the ones that need to seek out for His mercy. Definitely we all sin. That's something that's natural, as you mentioned. We're all human beings. We make mistakes. And it's nothing bad that way, that we're people that make mistakes. The thing that we need to understand is the badness comes when we don't repent. That is when we become habitual in sin. That is when we become stubborn. Okay, that we're just going to continue to sin and we're not going to ask forgiveness or anything like that. So we need to make that mindset that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. Whenever I do make a sin, that's my mistake, accept it and ask for repentance straight away. As soon as you can, as soon as you come to your senses and you realize that, you know, I've made a mistake, straight away then and then make forgiveness. And what is forgiveness? The scholars of Islam have mentioned that there are three pillars in repentance. So whenever you ask for forgiveness, there's always three pillars that you need to keep in mind. Number one is acceptance. Okay, so you got to accept that you've done the sin, you've committed this bad deed. The second pillar is remorse. Okay, being remorseful on something, that is what Tawbah is. So once you've accepted, you know, I'm a sinner, I did this sin, then you be remorseful on that. Ya Allah, I'm remorseful, I should not have done that sin. Okay. So the first was acceptance, second is remorse. Third condition, or you can say the third aspect of Tawbah is that we need to make a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're never going to go back to sin again. This is how, this last point is the most important one and the hardest as well. Because making a promise that I'm never going to go back to that sin again is a commitment. It's something that you need to have that clear intention in your heart. If you think, you know, I'm going to end up doing this again, having that in mind that I'm going to end up doing it again, you can say it is something that could happen. It's not something that you should have in mind that I am going to do it again. It should be that it may be in my lifetime, it could happen again, but I'm going to try my best to stay away from it. That's what the intention should be. So that is the main aspects of repentance, of asking for forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point that I want to mention here in regards to the promise that you make. So when making the promise that I'm never going to commit that sin again, this is something which is going to be a stop, a hurdle in you becoming habitual of that sin. Because once you make that intention that I'm never going to do it again, and if you make the repentance straight away, that's a very good way to make you tough against fighting that sin. So right. It's going to build your inner strength.
But we must also understand, Habiba. I don't know, some people think, some people take it wrong. So it's with everything, isn't there? There's two extremes.
Mm.
So there's those who are completely despondent, those who don't have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one extreme. Normally, if it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, for nearly every single chapter, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman. He's reminding us, He's telling us, He is Rahim, He's the most merciful, my dear viewers. He's telling us this and He's reminding us that He's the most merciful. So don't be despondent. But then there's another extreme. Those people think, oh, it's okay, I don't need to give it. Allah ta'ala is the most merciful. He's the one who forgives.
Allah maaf kunne wala. That's what they say.
What do you say to them?
So for them, they need to have that balance in their mind. That Allah Azza wa Jal is Rahman and Rahim, but He is also Qahhar and Jabbar. Okay, He can take justice from someone, and that person can, you know, be destroyed. And I just want to mention the verse of the Holy Quran. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala Himself mentions Surah Al Baqarah, verse 284: "فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ." And He forgives whoever He wills, and wants to punish whoever He wants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive whoever and He can punish whoever as well. And a very beautiful aspect of this, you can say this verse or this idea or this concept of having this balance. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's Khalifa, Sayyidina Abu Yusuf Muhammad Sharif Muhaddas Kotlivi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed three things in three. So there are three things hidden within another three things. Number one, His pleasure in His obedience. So the pleasure of Allah is hidden in the obedience of Allah.
Gee.
Number two, the displeasure of Allah in His disobedience. So not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not being pleased with you is hidden in His sins, the sins that you do or things that you go against His commands. And number three, His awliya amongst His servants. So the awliya, the greatest of people, the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the saints of Allah, they are hidden from amongst the normal people as well. And in fact, the scholars of Islam, they mention that, you know, where there's a gathering of 40 people, one of them will be the wali of Allah. Or even it's mentioned that the people that you despise, you know, that, you know, he is just a dustbin cleaner, he is just a gutter cleaner, okay, or the people that you think or don't even have that much attention towards, but they sometimes be the pious ones. They are the ones which are truly the awliya, and we don't recognize them. We just think of them, you know, they just, you know, he's the one that just comes and cleans the masjid. He's just the cleaner of the masjid, or he's just the caretaker, okay, or he's just the muadhin. So they could be the ones that are the closest to Allah, the awliya. So we should never ever, for this reason, never ever look down upon any Muslim, because he could have a greatest and better status than you. And we should never ever commit any sin thinking that it's only a small sin and, you know, Allah can forgive. And we never should ever miss any good deed thinking that it's only a small good deed, nothing's going to happen. And just comes into mind, a very beautiful narration has mentioned in regards to someone who, I think if I mention his name, everyone on Madani Channel will probably have heard of his name before.
What do you mean by everyone on Madani Channel? Is that me and you?
Me and you and the viewers as well. That's okay, and the team as well. So this person is the author of 1,000 books. He was known as the proof of Islam, Hujjatul Islam. And someone who was so well versed in the topic of tasawwuf, as well as in fiqh, in philosophy and in usul, definitely as well. Imam Abu Hamid Al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, okay? Imam Muhammad Al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, he was a very famous saint of Allah, very person, such a scholar that he was well known. Until today, his books are taught in the Alim course, his books are studied and delivered in lectures as well. So this individual, at the time of his demise, when he passed away, someone saw him in his dream and they asked, "Ma fa'alallahu bika?" How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? And in the dream he replied that Allah forgave me. So the person asked that, "Ya Imam, what was the reason for your forgiveness?" And he says that, you know, one day I was writing a book Allah. And a fly came and sat on the nib of my pen. Oh. And I saw that the fly was drinking the ink. So I stopped my writing, showing mercy on that fly. That let the fly drink, you know, it's a small little creature of Allah. Let that fly quench its thirst. So when the fly quenched its thirst and flew away, I continued writing. You know, this action, he probably never even remembered it. Probably the next 5 minutes, he probably forgot about it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just over this small action of showing mercy upon the fly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed mercy upon him and forgave his sins.
Allah.
And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks. He seeks little things which are done from the heart. You know, things that we might not even remember. We might have, that thing that I mentioned regarding that person who was asleep and he just turned over. And at that time when he turned over, he said, Allah. Just that small little thing that happened, he probably didn't even remember it when he woke up. But that was the cause of his forgiveness. So always never leave any good deed and always have ikhlas. That's the most important point. Sincerity of the heart. Whenever you're doing something, have ikhlas that I'm doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe this could be the reason of my forgiveness.
Sometimes we're missing because we think they're small. This is a beautiful, mashallah, example you've given, my dear viewers. Sometimes I think, oh, this is small. It's only little. It's okay if you leave it. It's the little things which make the difference.
Which make the difference,
definitely. Alhamdulillah. My dear viewers of Mother Inshallah, you are watching Rise and Shine, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's move to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 175. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and fear me if you are believers. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, this addresses to believers. If we are believers, then we should have fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Respected viewers, how our pious predecessors used to have a mindset about fearing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala states, cry in abundance, and if you cannot cry, then make your face as you are crying by Allah Azza wa Jal, in whose divine grip is my life. If anyone from you find out the truth, then he will scream so much due to fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that his voice will finish and he will offer salah so much that his back will ache. Allahu Ghani. Respect those of Madani Channel, those they have known the truth, those they know what is actual fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah, they are guiding us. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq that we prepare for the hereafter, stop sinning and do more and more worship. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Maybe you are watching Madani Channel, alhamdulillah. Well, the topic is a chance of forgiveness. No doubt there is. And is there always a chance?
Yeah, the chance is all the way until your last breath, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seized your soul. That is until you can ask
but once
forgiveness.
Once a person's dead, once he's finished, then there's no chance.
Then there's no chance. The doors of forgiveness are closed.
Allahu Akbar. But Habibai, there is, if you get a little bit technical, this is what I'm referring to. A person himself, yes, if it's not on the deen, then there's no chance, not whatsoever. But if a person did pass away as a Muslim, there is still some sort of chances in there.
Definitely,
for the children,
yeah.
Etc. That has
the dua of the children for the parents can be a cause of forgiveness as well.
So this is one, sadaqa jariya. Second, aw ilmin yuntafa'u bihi, or he left some sort of knowledge by which people benefit from, or waladin salihin yad'u lahu, or he has a pious child who prays for their father. So look, there's all this chance for forgiveness, but there's a condition for that, isn't there? That a person who passes away on iman. There's one other thing, Habibai. There's a famous story, which is quite a beautiful story, about a person who kills 90, how many people?
99.
I'm just thinking, wow. Do I like people talk about kill streak? It's not really a good way of putting it, is it?
He's basically a big time serial killer.
Yes, really. He really is 99 people he has killed. But Madi Vyuzumdin Shal, he feels remorse. He wishes to attain salvation, to attain forgiveness. This is the important part, isn't it?
Mm.
That when you do feel this remorse, Habibai, when you do feel bad, then even if you don't attain it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a means for you. This is the beauty of this story, my dear viewers. He didn't truly attain it, did he? He didn't reach the place where he intended to reach. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this way for him. Just thinking about this. And by the way, let's go, tell us the story, inshallah. And then we'll talk about this.
So he was about to, his heart changed and he wanted to ask for forgiveness. So he went to a rabbi, and he asked him that, can I be forgiven of, killed 99 people? And he said, 99 people? No, there's no chance of forgiveness. So he ended up murdering him as well.
Making it
100. Century. He made his count century. So after this, he felt remorseful again. I've killed again. There surely must be some way that I can be forgiven. So then at that time, he remembered and he spoke to someone about a certain saint or certain person that was in another village, that if you go to him and ask him, he will give you the answer. So on the way he was going, and he ended up falling ill and passing away.
Mm.
So when the time of death came and the angels came, both sides of the angels came, the angels of mercy and the angels of torment. So they came and they were deciding to each other, what should we do with this person?
We're disputing that, we're going to take him.
We're going to take him because he was a sinful person. He killed 100 people. The merciful angels, they were saying, no, we're going to take him. He was going to go on his way to ask for forgiveness.
Wow.
So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed upon them that wherever he is, measure the distance from the previous place to to his destination. And wherever he is, wherever he's closest to, that will be his judgment. If he's more closest to the saint in that village, then he'll be forgiven. So when they measured, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth to shrink and made him closer to the city or the village where that saint was. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him in this scenario.
Now, this is the beautiful thing, isn't it? There's always a way, Habibai. But what's the condition? The condition, my dear, is having that remorse, wanting it. So when you want something, it's good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you.
Definitely.
And this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always helping his servants, my dear. We need to have this hope though, we need to have this belief. Sometimes we think there's no way. We think there's no way, my dear. But if we had this correct aqeedah, what do you think, Habibai? If we had this, this strong aqeedah, this belief, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on my side, it doesn't matter if the entire humanity is against me. This is how it is, isn't it?
One thing with strong belief comes sincerity. So when you have strong belief, automatically that is an element of being sincere. That I truly believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me, and that is an element of being sincere. So definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you. If you put your heart towards wanting to change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely make ways for you to change, and you'll be surprised at how these things occur in your life. You want to change and get rid of one sin, you'll definitely find some route out of it. Someone will give you advice, someone will give you a way, showing you that will automatically come into your mind, or something will happen to you that you will start moving away from that sin. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test you as well, because this world is a world of test. So he will test you that how sincere is your intention. He might make you fallen back into that sin again. But that is the way that you need to understand that I am going to now repent again and keep on repenting and make myself stronger, so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive my sins and completely relieve me from this sin as well, inshallah. And one of the ways that I want to mention to the Madinshah viewers is the ways to eradicate a sin. One thing is just, if you got a illness, just keep, for example, you got something, some condition on the skin. So one of the reasons why condition of the skin occurs is sometimes because of a bad liver. So if you're going to keep on applying cream and not going to treat the liver, the root cause, then you know that illness can come back again, So try to treat the illness from the root cause. And that is by those things which are making you sin, get rid of them things. Okay, so a lot of the times, the mobile phone, this is something which in most scenarios is the cause of people sinning in today's day, especially the youth, you know, with watching wrong films, talking online on their social media with wrong people. So the main thing that they need to do is cap their phone. Cap it so then the internet is reduced and you can only visit certain sites. Okay, get someone to put a password on there. So even you don't know the password, someone else has it. So you can't, you know, even if your heart wants to, you can't put it in and just, you know, I'm going to surf the web. So get someone to put the password in. Limit your time on how much you use the phone. And I'm just giving the phone an example. This can be for anything that you're doing.
It's mostly the phone, isn't it, Habib?
Nowadays, it's mostly the phone, TV. This is the most of the reasons why, or you can say the leading issues towards getting towards sin. Because the phone will lead you to zina. The phone will lead you to music. The phone will lead you to backbiting, okay, texting about people. The phone will lead you to lying. This is probably one of the root causes for, you know, evil acts in today's day and age, because everyone's on the phone, they're texting people, backbiting, lying, slandering about people, talking down on people, upsetting people. Okay, it's mostly done over the phone nowadays. Yes. So cap the limit of your phone. You got to understand, like Nigrani Shura, Haji Imran, he mentions that the knife at home, that knife at home can use to be killing someone, or it can be used to cutting fruit. Okay, so the same thing with the mobile phone. You can use the mobile phone and social media for good things.
It's about how you yourself.
It's about how you present. I'm just talking about generally how people do use the phone. So you can use that social media to, you know, do good deeds. Okay, or you can use that social media to do sins.
Yes.
So it's up to you how you use it, and you need to. I'm talking about them people who are unfortunately. I'm not calling myself strong, but alhamdulillah, Allah has saved me to a certain extent. Allah saved me more, keep me on steadfast on the deen. But those people who are finding it weak and struggling, for them, they should cap their phone limit. They should cap their usage of their phone as well, inshallah.
Yeah, but if they're struggling, then they won't be able to cap it because they're struggling. What do they do?
So that's the struggle.
I'm making life difficult for you, Habib. I do apologize.
This is the part of the struggle that they need to work around it and see how they can do it. So if they need to use a phone, then limit the access of what sites they can use. Only put that sites in that they need to use. Okay. If they need to use it for just work time, then when they're at home, don't use it. So these kind of things, work around it. Obviously, every scenario is going to be unique. So just inshallah, look at how you can work that out, inshallah.
MashaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, Habib. Alhamdulillah, each and every single day, you know, we have our daily hadith sharif, my dear viewers. Let's see which hadith sharif we have for today. And then inshallah, we'll come to Habib with more questions, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Today we will be listening to a hadith which relates to the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "One day I helped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make wudu. Pleased, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, 'Rabi'a, ask, you will be given for what you ask for.' I replied, 'I ask you to keep me company in heaven.' Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam further asked, 'Anything else?' I replied, 'Just this.' In other words, 'Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after seeking your closeness in Jannatul Firdaus, what is left in this world and the hereafter for me to ask for?' After Sayyidina Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked for the closeness of the beloved and blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus, and declined to ask for anything else, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 'Then help me by prostrating abundantly.' In other words, 'We have granted you heaven, now keep offering nafl salah abundantly as gratitude.'" Dear viewers of Madani Channel, This blessed hadith has refreshed our faith. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, the word ask, uttered by the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without any restriction and limitation, shows that he has complete authority given to him by Allah Azza wa Jal. He can give whatever and to whomever he wants. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi Wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa ala Alihi Wasallam. And if it was you are watching Rise and Shine this morning, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have a respected Habib Madani Sahib joining us today, mashallah. We're speaking about forgiveness. It is that chance, it is that opportunity. But we have to take the opportunity.
Definitely, yeah.
We see that many opportunities we get in life, but we don't take it, then later we regret, oh, I should have taken this. You know, whether that be in reference to money or anything else. Sometimes you have these opportunities, you need to take them. Okay. But Madhivas, there's always a chance, yes. But when we sin, we must repent. And some people think that, you know, I'll just go perform Umrah and then I'm going to change. I'm going to go kiss the Hajj al-Aswad. Then this is going to be, you know, all my sins shall be forgiven. And the scholars say that there are different types of sins, Madhivas. There are some which we must make up for. For example, a person can't be, you know, a Habib, I borrow me £100,000. But usually, like, yes, you know, no problem, I trust you, I'm going to borrow you £100,000. I use about £5,000 from there, or a few grand from there. I'll go perform my Umrah or Hajj. I'll kiss the black stone. That's it, I'm forgiven. I don't need to pay you back no more. Allahu Akbar, no, my dear viewers. It doesn't work like this. This is one of those things which is, the you know, from the rights of the people. You must pay back. It's not that you're going to perform the Hajj and that's it, all these sins are forgiven. That means you don't have to pay him back. Or even your salah, the prayers which you have missed. It's not that, oh, I've been to Umrah, all my sins are forgiven, I don't need to make up. No, my dear viewers. There are some things which you must make up for, you must perform. And some of the scholars, they say that all of the sins of a person are forgiven. It refers to minor sins, not major sins. Because for a person's major sins to be forgiven, repentance is a must. Repentance is necessary. Alhamdulillah, Habibai, jazakallahu khairan for joining us. But we still do have a few minutes. So inshallah, your last message for the viewers of Madani Channel.
Just basing on today's topic, always have a balance between the mercy of Allah, having hope in the mercy of Allah, and in the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be too extreme and be the middle path. So you're always having some elements of hope and some elements of fear as well at the same time, inshallah.
Inshallah, this hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, fear of the retribution, the azab. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Jazakumallahu khaira for giving us your time, for joining us. Habibai, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you too and keep you forever happy.
Ameen.
For again giving us time, mashallah, azza wa jal. That's all for today. Inshallah, we shall be returning with more rise and shine. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.